Maseches Kedushin, daf nun, 8 lines in the bottom of daf mem tesam beis after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, if Reuven says to Rachel, Hare am kudeshes li am anash ani koyin, on condition am a koyin, v'nimsa Levi, and then you find out that he's really Levi, and not as chashiv, or a Levi v'nimsa koyin, or even if he makes a condition that he's a Levi, and you find out he's really koyin, or nesim v'nimsa mamza, or he stated that he's in the sin, and it turns out he was a mamza, or mamza v'nimsa in the sin, or the opposite, or ben ir v'nimsa ben krach, or he said that he comes from a city, and really, he comes from a large city and a walled city. And Rashi explains, Ben Ir, Venimsa Ben Krach, Yeshivas Krachim Kosher, that it's hard to live in a large city, Shekrachu Mokm Shvachim, Vayyoka Matsubai, that since the Krach has large marketplaces and things are very expensive, Videchik Oivim Vishavim, and there's also a lot of people there, and therefore it's not as comfortable. And Rashi Maseches Ksuvis says, Shekol Misyashvin Shom, Videchkinu Mekarvin Abatim Zuzu, and all the houses are very close together, Vein Shom Aver, and the ear is not that good. I'll be ear, Yesh. Or Ben Krach v'nimsa Ben Ir, where he said he comes from a large city and really came from a small city, or he said that I'm making condition that my house is close to a bathhouse, v'nimsa Rachik, and you find I was further away from a bathhouse, or Rachik v'nimsa Karv, or he said that my house is further away from a bathhouse, and it turns out that's very close to a bathhouse, or if Reuven said that on condition that I have a daughter, or that I have a that's a Megudelis, and the Gemara beforehand brought two Pshatim as to Megudelis, either that they're older and therefore they will be able to take care of me and you don't have to worry about me too much, and therefore that would be a benefit to Rachel, or Megudelis is a Lashon of Chashev, that the Shivcha is a Chashev of Shivcha, and it turns out that he doesn't have a daughter or he doesn't have a Shivcha Megudelis, or Yal Menashe Inlay, where he says on condition that I don't have a daughter or a Shivcha that's Megudelis, and ultimately he does have one, or if Reuven said, on condition that I don't have a son, v'yeshlai, and l'maisi has a son, oyal menashe yeshlai, on condition that he has a son, ve'inlai, and he doesn't have a son. All these cases that even though it would seem that some of them would be a benefit to her, all these cases are considered shvach yuchsin, and as we mentioned before, that even Rav Shimon agrees to the Tanakama, that b'degei shvach yuchsin, that even a tois l'shvach would not be considered a valid kedushin, and as we saw, Ulu brought that machlekes b'shvach mamin, that even though Rav Shimon argues the Tanakama b'degei shvach mamin, but b'shvach yuchsin divrakol einu mekudeshes, and as Ula explained on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, and he brought a mushal that misana de Rab Mikroi, that if there's a shoe that's larger than my foot, loy beino, I do not want it as it won't fit well. And similarly, a woman feels that if a husband has greater yichus than her, then at some point he'll be miskar love, and it won't be good for their marriage. And the Mishnah ends off with Kulam, and in all these cases, if when Reuven and Rachel got married, and a later point when Rachel finds out that what Reuven represented to her wasn't true, then Afal Pi Shamra, even if she now says, Belibi hoy liskadish loy Afal Pi Kein, that I always intended to marry Reuven, even if what he represented to me wasn't accurate, but even so, Eidim Mekudeshes, it will not change the halacha, and the Kedusha will not be valid. And as we will see, that this halacha is based on the concept of Dvarim Shablev Eidim Dvarim, and keep in mind that certainly, if at the point that Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel and made this Tanai, and Rachel immediately clearly stated that I still want to be married to Reuven, even if his representation isn't true, then the Kedusha would be valid. And the Mishnah ends off, V'chein hi she'tasai, and the din of the Mishnah would also apply if at the time that Reuven would be Mekadesh Rachel, that Rachel misrepresented her status or other specific details, which we defined as Shvach Yuchsin, and she caused her husband to go into this marriage under false pretenses. And the Gemara begins, that there was a person who was selling off all of his real estate in order to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and although prior to going and selling all his real estate, he was telling people he planned to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he's selling his real estate. However, at the time that he actually sold his piece of real estate, he didn't tell the buyer that he's doing so on das and on condition that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. And Lemaisa, based on Inus, it turns out that Reuven couldn't go and travel to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he wanted to be chayzer from this mekach, and he wanted to retract the sale. And Rav Pasuk and Dvarim Shebelev, and since Reuven didn't say anything at the time of the mechira, therefore it's considered Dvarim Shebelev, the Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim, and therefore it wouldn't help him. Rashi says the ilu parsh b'shas mechira that daik lemaisik mezavlina loyav. That certainly, if Reuven would say at the time of Chira that the reason why he's selling it is because he has plans to go to Eretz Yisrael, then certainly Reuven would have the right to be mevatel mekach that day tochi loyzavin shei darkan b'lekako, that certainly he doesn't want to live in Chutzlarts without having any real estate. And l'chir l'fizeh, it seems that the only time that we would say this din is only if he sold all of his land. But if he didn't sell all of his land and he was still left with his home, for example, then possibly even if at the time of the Chira he would have said that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, that may not necessarily help. help, and he wouldn't be able to retract necessarily. And Ayin teases who he is, that how could it be that if Reuven would have been mefarish, I'm going to Herzl, that the mech would have been batal. L'chari, we know that when a person makes a t'nai, you have to have a t'nai kafel, and certainly in our case, Reuven didn't clarify that if he doesn't go to Herzl, that the mech should be batal, and therefore, how could this t'nai actually work? And teases brings from the Rishbam, b'negeir, the mitzvah of lulav, where there's a din of lechem, and the Gemara states that b'negeir esrig, that if someone gives his esrig to someone in order to bench lulav, and he says, I'm an aslachser, and mechzir yotza, lo yechzir lo yotza, v'afgab eidin t'nai kafel, and even though over there he didn't make a t'nai kafel, however the Rishbam wants to be mechala between a dva issa, we need a t'nai kafel, and a davish of mammon, we don't need a t'nai kafel. However, since our mission is dealing with a case of mammonis, therefore there's no requirement to have a t'nai kafel. However, Taisa says, the line here, the kol t'nai yafinim b'negar b'nei ruvein, v'hasan davish of mammon, that certainly the only way that we know the whole concept that you need a t'nai kafel is only from the t'nai b'negar b'nei ruvein. Certainly it was about Yerusha Sa'aretz, which is a davish of mammon, and even so, we require a t'nai kafel. Therefore, Taisa says that in some cases we don't need a t'nai kafel, and all we require is a gil milsa. And as Taisa says on the last line of Taisa, that over here it is a nan sadi d'lizavin ela adayt l'mesik la'arad Yisrael ayin sham. Finally, we specifically mentioned that the person sold his real estate, and Rashi says l'nichse mikakoi, and the Rush says avol machal kol metalton shloi afilo oimem b'shas mechir adayt l'mesik hamechakayim. That even if we would say that it's because I'm going to Yisrael, the mech would be kayim, unless Reuven made a specific tnai and stated that if I actually do not go to Herzl, then the mech should be bottle. Taisa explains that there are times that a person sells all the metaltlin even though he's not planning to leave this country. However, for someone to sell all of his real estate, that's a drastic step, and generally a person wouldn't do it unless he's leaving and he's going to live out of town and out of the country. And the Gemara continues that Rava just stated that Dvarim shall believe in Dvarim, and the Gemara asks, Minal Lidl Rava Ha, had Rava know that there's a concept of Dvarim shall believe that in Dvarim? The Gemara will now try to bring different Makarios that Dvarim shall believe in Dvarim, and the Gemara begins, Ilim Mahadatan, if you're going to say it's from the following Braisa, and we continue on Daf Nunim Alav, that the Pasuk states in Vasha Vayikra, Im Oilu Karbonoi Minaboka Zochatom Yakuvenu, Al Pesach Oilamoid Yakuv Oisa Lirisain Lufne Hashem, and the Pasuk could have said Zochatom Yakuvenu, Al Pesach Oilamoid Lirisain Lufne Hashem, and therefore the words Yakuv Oisa are extra, and Malamit Shekhaifan Oisa, and therefore we see that we would force Reuven to bring a carbon when he promised a neder to the Beis Hamikdash, Yochel Bal Kochoi, and the Gemara continued and stated that you may think that we do this even Bal Kochoi Reuven, Tamalim Lirisainai, therefore the Pasuk says that's Lirisain Lufne Hashem, that the only way to bring a carbon is only if it's for his will. How Ketzad, so how could it be that you could force him and it'll be L'Ratzin? Koifnai say, Bezim will force him actually until Reuven would agree to bring the carbon. The Gemara continues, but how can you say that we will force him and he'll have to bring the carbon that will be considered L'Ratzin? Habalibe le'nichle, L'mais in his heart, he really still doesn't want to bring this carbon, and therefore how can you say that it's considered L'Ratzinai? El'lam mishun damin and dvarim shall believe in his dvarim. It must be because we don't give credence to someone's thoughts and to someone's dvarim shall believe. The Gemara responds, it's not right from that price, because Vidilma Shani Hasim, that Nansadi Nichle Bekapara, over there is a Nansadi, that really even his Dvarim shall believe is that he wants to bring this carbon, because certainly he wants to have the Kapara of the carbon. And the Gemara continues, Elam Seifa, but L'chari, we should learn this from the din of the Seifa of that price, that we also find B'degeya Get Isha and B'degeya Shechurir Avadim. For example, B'degeya Get Isha, the Pasuk states V'nasan, and we know it has to be done by the das of the husband. Those scenarios, for example, in the Mishnah Mesechta Subis, which states for Eishel Kaifin Eis Lahitzi Mukashchin Bal Palipas, that if there's a case where we force a man to give a divorce to his wife, and even though the din is that has to be done L'Ratzin, however, Kaifin Eis say Achiyem Eretzani, the same would apply when we force someone to give the Eved Eshtashicha, that Kaifin Eis Achiyem Eretzani. And the Gemara continues and asks that although Benigay a carbon, you could say that he wants a kapara, but over here, how can you see that we're going to be Kaifin Eis Achiyem Eretzani? In his heart, he really doesn't want to give his wife this get, and he doesn't want to give this ever to get shichra, and therefore he can say that would be a val get or a val get shichra. And therefore, we should be able to bring a raya from here to the din of Rava that dvarim shel b'leiv is not considered dvarim. Therefore, since l'maisa he said that he wants to give the get or he wants to give this get shichra, therefore it's considered done b'ratzin, even though in his heart he may not want to do so. And the Gemara is v'dil m'shani hasam. Maybe there also we consider that he wants to do so because the mitzvah to listen to the words of Chum, as Rashi says, and therefore it is a chazaka that he wants to be Mekayim mitzvahs, and therefore ultimately it must be that the neshama wants to do so, and he was going to be Mekayim Divrei Bezin, and it's not a case where you have Dvarim Shablev, which is different than what he said, and that's why the get would be valid, and the shtar shichru would be valid as well. And at this point, we still don't have a makar that Dvarim Shablev in a Dvarim, Elam Rabbeisiv, and therefore Rabbeisiv says, Mehocha, we learned this klal from the din that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Sama Beis, which states, Hamakadisha Isha Ba'oma, Kasovi Isi Shikanes, Vareya Levia, if someone's Makadisha woman, and he said that I thought that she's a Bas Koyin, and it turns out that she's really a Bas Levi, all of Viva Nimsa Kenes, I thought that she was a Bas Levi, and it turns out that she was really a Bas Koyin, Ania Vareya Ashira, I thought that she was poor, and she's really wealthy, Ashira Vareya Ania, or I thought she's wealthy, and really she's poor, Mekudeshes, then the din is Val Kedushim, Mepreshet Lo Yitosai, because Lemaisa, she didn't tell him anything, and therefore he didn't rely on her words, and she wasn't the one that caused him to make this mistake, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. Gemara is v'amai that l'chari, how can you say it's a valid kedushin? Hakama kasavi isi that l'maisa the husband said that I thought differently, and l'chari, how could it be? It would be a valid kedushin if he actually had a mistaken notion as to her status. And the Gemara says el mishum damina dvarim shebleiva in dvarim. It must be because we say that even though he may have thought that, but since he didn't actually say it, therefore we don't give a credence. And even though it may be true that he was thinking that, but since he didn't say it, therefore it's loy ma'ariv loy ma'arid. We showed him a bother that how can you even have a hamina to bring a raya from this case, because he said that I thought that she was an ani, or I thought that she was an usher. If how can we believe that that's actually what he thought, since he didn't say so at the time of kedushin, and therefore certainly over here we won't listen to him. Ayin sham. Gemara continues. Amalei abayis abay respond. Dilmashani hasam nolchumra. He came from raya from the mishnah on daf samach beis, as we could explain when the mishnah over there says that it's a valid kedushin. It's not because we don't listen to him, and because dvarim shablev ain't dvarim. It's quite possible that when the mishnah says it's mekudeshes, it's only telling us that since we're mesupik, if dvarim shablev is dvarim or dvarim shablev ain't dvarim, therefore we say that l'chumra we would say that she's considered married. And in order to go and get remarried, she needs a get from Reuven. And even though there's only a suffix if Reuven and Rachel are married, however, if Shimon would go try to mekadesh Rachel during this interim period prior to Reuven giving Rachel a get, then generally we would say that Rachel's an ishish, and therefore Shimon's kedushin should not be typhus. But over here, since it's a tzad that Rachel's kedushin was never typhus, therefore we also have to be mesupit that maybe Shimon's kedushin was also typhus, and therefore Rachel would be required to receive a get both from Reuven as well as from Shimon. And right now, we still don't have a makar for the din that Rava taught us that dvarim shablev ain't a dvarim, and therefore the Gemara explains elam abaya. Therefore, Abaya explains that the makar that dvarim shablev ain't a dvarim is mehacha is from the end of our Mishnah that stated bekulam that in all the case of the Mishnah afal pisha amra that even if Rachel would say at the point that she finds out that Reuven misrepresented a material fact that the marriage was based on, and she said that believe her liskadish loy afal pikein, even at that point I really intended to marry Reuven even if what he told me wasn't true. And for example, if Reuven at the time that he was Mekadosh Rachel said that I'm not Shani Koyin, and then at a later point they find out he's a Levi, and Rachel says that really I didn't care if he was a Koyin, and even if he would have told me at the point that he was Mekadosh me that he was a Levi, that wouldn't have made a difference, and I still wanted to get married to him. And the Mishnah stated that Einu Mekadoshes, that even so the Kedushin is not Chal. And Abaye brings a Raya to this din of Rava, because Vamai, why would the Kedushin not be valid? Haka'amra Belibi Haya, but Lemaisa she said that this was in my heart, and L'chira, if Dvarim Shablev Havin Dvarim, then L'chira we should trust her, and therefore the Kedushin should be valid. Some agers Elav Mishum Daminan Dvarim Shablev Einu Dvarim. It must be because we hold that Dvarim Shablev Einu Dvarim. And once again, the Gemara says it's not a Raya from the Mishnah, because Vidil Mashani Hasam the Kivin the Asen Lav Kol Kamine the Akur Lotnai, that in the Chanami generally we may say Dvarim Shablev is considered Dvarim, and we have to take into account. However, in our case of Mishnah it's different, because since Reuven said to Rachel Areyam Kudeshes Li that I want to be Mekadesh you Al Menastam and Usher, and if it's true that Rachel didn't care and would have married Reuven even if he wasn't an Usher, then immediately Rachel should have gotten up and said that I don't care about the Tnai, and even if you're an Oni I would still be married to you. And by the fact that she kept quiet, and only at a later point did she say that it really was Bilibi that I wanted to be married to you, even if you're an Oni, we don't believe her, and she's not Nemon, and that's why she would not be Mekudeshes. However, Einachanami, potentially we would say that Dvarim Shablev would generally be Dvarim, and we can't bring Uriah from our Mishnah. And Rashi seems to learn this Gemara a bit different. Rashi says, "Kivin d'asne shapirish t'nai b'fiv." That once Reuven made a t'nai by using words, "Lav kam kamina le'me'akat t'nai b'dvarim shablev," then we don't give it a power to be me'akat t'nai by saying things in a heart and not actually be meicha and actually saying that I want to be mekudesh to you, even if you're not going to keep to that t'nai. Gemara continues and is trying to find a makar the Rav's din of dvarim shablev in the dvarim. Said of the Halbe of Chista, there was a story of Dvarim Shabalev that happened by the house of Rav Chista, the Rav Chista Ber of Huna, and Rav Chista went to the Yeshiva of Huna to ask the Shaila, Upashtu Maya, and the Yeshiva of Huna, Talmidim brought a raya to this din of Dvarim Shabalev in the Dvarim for the Mishnah Mesechus Me'ila that states, if Reuven tells Shimon that I want you to get money for me that I placed by my window or in a sack or some say in a box, he tells him to take that money. I want you to go and buy something for me using that money. And Lemaisa, when Reuven told this to Shimon, he didn't realize that he actually had money of Hegdish as well as money of Chulin in that area. Lemaisa behavi loy, and Shimon does the shlichus of Reuven. He brings this sack of money to Reuven, and really the money is of Hegdish. The shlich then goes and buys something ben Ashok. Therefore, the money went out of the shus of Hegdish, and therefore someone was Eva Mila. And the Mishnah stated after Bishon Baal Bayis lohay libelibe alaz there that even the Baal Bayis said I really didn't mean for the shliach to go and take this money. I really want him to take only the money of chulin. However, once the shliach brought the money, balabayis mal, ma'aseh the din of me'ila will apply to the balabayis. And as we learned beforehand, that although generally we say that in shliach l'dvar aveira, however, with the gei me'ila, there is a din of shliach l'dvar aveira. And therefore, in this case, we consider as if Reuven was mael, and therefore Reuven b'chayev karen b'chaymish, and he would also be chayev to bring a karen me'ila. And the gemara asks, v'mai hakarim b'libi. Lemaisa, how can you say that Reuven be chayev? If Lemaisa Reuven said, I never meant for the shliach to take these coins, I always meant that the shliach should only take the money of Hegdish, and therefore the shliach really didn't do my shlichus, and therefore I should not be chayev me'ila, as we wouldn't say this din of shliach shal adam kamaisai, even b'negei me'ila, and we would say that the shliach did not follow my instructions, and therefore he did his own ma'aseh me'ila, and the shliach should be chayev me'ila, and the shliach should be chayev b'karen v'chaymish, should also be chayev to bring an asham me'ila. Therefore, the Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Huna want to prove El Lab Mishum Darmin and Dvar Shabalev in Dvarim. It must be that Reuven is not Neman to say in his heart he originally did not mean that the Shlich should take this money and he meant that he should take a different sack. That's why Reuven is Chayev or Karm Ilah and Shimon is not Chayev. And therefore, we see from here that Dvar Shabalev in Dvarim. However, the Gemara says, Vidil Mashani Hasam, the Mifti Nashim and Karbon Kasi, that possibly we could say that generally we hold that Dvar Shabalev is considered Dvarim. However, even generally we would hold Dvarim Shablev having Dvarim, but in this case we actually don't believe Reuven, as we can't believe that he actually didn't know that these coins were of Hegdish, because maybe the only reason why he's saying that is only because he doesn't want to be chayev to bring a carbon asham ilois. Potentially Reuven is really lying, and therefore once again l'chari we don't have a raya from this Mishnah either to the din of Dvarim Shablev in Dvarim. The Gemara continues that really it is a raya that Dvarim Shablev in Dvarim, because Havalei L'meimah made it Hava that if he really wanted to lie, Reuven would have said that I was amazed and not a shaygig, and therefore I'm not chayev in a karm ilah. And by the fact that he didn't say that, it must be that he's telling the truth. It must be that he never intended the shliach to take this pouch of money, and he really understood that the shliach would be taking a different pouch of money. Therefore, the shliach that did not listen to the instructions of the mishaleach, he should be moel and not the shliach. And by the fact that we don't listen to the shliach, it must be because we hold that dvarim shablev in dvarim. Murray responds that loy over inish to mashvi nafshi rishia. You can't tell me that Reuven could have said that I was amazed, and therefore, since I'm amazed in Me'ilah, that I'm not going to be chayev a korban asham ilois. As Lemaisa, a person wouldn't say that he was amazed and he was Eva Me'ilah, because then he'd be making himself in Russia. Of course, we know that in other Mesamats from Russia. Therefore, we're back to the original question that it's possible that Dvarim Shabalev is Dvarim, and the reason why B'nei Gei Me'ilah Reuven is not Neman, because that would chayshish that Reuven is lying in order to get out of bringing an asham ilois, and therefore Reuven may lie and make a claim and say that the shliach did not follow the shlichus, as Lemaisa he told the shliach to take a specific pouch and the shliach took the wrong pouch. The Gemara responds that really we could prove from the Mishnah Me'ilah that Dvarim Shabalev ain't in Dvarim, even though it's true that Reuven couldn't have tainted that I really was amazed because then he'd be mashvi nafshi rishia. However, Havalei Leiman iskarti that if Reuven wanted to say he could have had a better claim, which we would have believed, that he would have said, although when I told Shimon to take the pouch from my home, I really made a mistake, and I really told him to take a pouch, which turned out to be Hagdish. And even so, Reuven would not be Chayiv a Karbin, because Reuven could taino that although at the time that the Shlech went and took the package, we all thought that that package was Chulin. However, prior to Shimon going and spending the money and actually buying something using the money of Hagdish, Reuven already remembered that it was Hagdish, and therefore at that point, Reuven can't be Chayiv a Me'ilah. And at this point, the only one that's possible to be the Chayiv a Me'ilah is going to be Shimon. The Tan, and we learned it in Braisa, Nizka Balabais, Bleniska Shliach, Shliach Mal, that the Balabais remembers prior to Shliach going and spending the money, and the Shliach at that point did not remember, and therefore the Shliach was a Shoigeg, and the Balabais at that point was amazing. But the Meister, the Balabais is not doing the action, and therefore in that case, the Shliach would be Mal and not the Balabais. And Rashi is bothered that Lachur, since by the game of Elor, the din is that Ye Shliach is Varavera, so Lachur, Shimon is the Shliach of Reuven, and therefore how could it be that Shimon is going to be Mal? And Rashi explains that once the din is that Reuven is not Mal, because at this point Reuven is already amazing, and therefore he is not going to be Chayiv in the Karen of Chaymish, he will also not be Chayiv to bring a Karben Hashem Me'ilah. Therefore, since no one will be Chayiv Hashem Me'ilah in this case, and no one will be taking responsibility for taking the Mois of Hegdish out of the Rishus of Hegdish, making the Mois of Hegdish into Chayil, therefore, as Rashi says, Avahashta Ipata Balabayas, since Reuven will now be Potel in Gansin from Me'ilah, Rami Me'ilah Shliach, therefore the Me'ilah will now fall on the Shliach, Kechot Harakula, and we go with the general rule of the Torah, the Ein Shlich Dvaraveir, Va'isu Mischayiv, and the one who actually does the Aveir will ultimately be Chayiv. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara once again has a riot that Dvarim should believe in Dvarim. Really, since Reuven would have been believed to say that I really remembered at the point that the Shliach did the Maisa Me'ilah, and he took the Mois of Hegdish, and he bought something of Chulin with them, therefore Reuven has a Taina that I should also be believed when I said, Loi Hayoli Belibi Elazer, that I always thought that he was taking the Mois of Hegdish and not of Chulin. And the fact that we don't actually listen to him, it must be, it's because Dvarim should believe in Dvarim. Therefore, from this Mishnah, Mesechtas Me'ilah, we have a riot to Rava that Dvarim should believe in Dvarim. The Gemara continues with a story that's not relevant to Dvarim should believe. How Hugavad does a Nil Nichse Adaitel Mesik Laredesol. Reuven decided he's going to Eretzol, and therefore he was going to sell his real estate. And when he sold his real estate to Shimon, he actually told him the reason why I'm selling it is because I'm going to go to Eretzol. Therefore, in this case, it's not a case of Dvarim should believe. And Solik, and he actually went to Eretzol, but like Istalei, but the Maisa, it didn't work out. And Rashi explains either because he couldn't make Panasa or because he didn't find a proper home to live in. And the Maisa, now that Reuven comes back, so he tells Shimon that I want my sadas back. And Rava says, call the Solik Adaitel and Medu, that anyone to go to Eretzol is undas that they're going to live there. But Allah Istalei, and the Maisa was Inis, and he couldn't live there. And since he only sold these properties with the intent that he's going to go and live in Eretzol, and ultimately he couldn't live there, therefore the Mekach would be Batal. And as Rashi says, and it says, if he wasn't able to even go, and it was an Inis that he couldn't leave and go to Eretzol, and therefore the Mekach would be Batal, and Reuven would be able to reclaim his Sadis from Shimon. The Gemara continues with the exact opposite version of the story. It could Amri, others say that Amr Rav stated that Daitel Mesek, Lemaisa, his das was that he wanted to go to Eretzol, Vasalklei, and Lemaisa went to Eretzol, and therefore he can't reclaim this Kaka. And the Gemara continues with another story, and once again in the story we'll have two different versions. And the first version is, Hahu Gavad is a Ninul Nichse, a Daitel Mesek Le Eretz Yisrael. Reuven sold his Kaka, and when he sold it to Shimon, he actually told him that Zal Das, I'm going to Eretzol, Lesaifle Solik, and at the end result, he didn't go to Eretzol. And Ravashi stated, but Solik, if Reuven wanted to, he could have gone to Eretzol, and he could still go to Eretzol. And although it's true that he did not go to Eretzol, but he still can't be Mevatel Lemekach. However, Ikad Amri, others have the following version of what Ravashi said. And Ravashi said these words, Beloshim Bitmiya, and he said, Iboyloi Solik, it's true that if Reuven wanted to go to Eretzol, that he couldn't go to Eretzol. Certainly, he could have gone to Eretzol, and therefore, it would be considered a Val Mekach. And the Gemara asked, Maya Benau, what's the difference between these two verses where Ravashi said, in both cases, we're saying that the sale is not a valid sale. And the Gemara answers, Ikad Benau, the sale to Insub Ocha, where there was a case where he actually started traveling to Eretzol, and an Inus occurred, and he couldn't continue going to Eretzol. According to the first version of Ashi, then in this case, the sale would be valid, as although it's true that it was an Inus and he couldn't go, and for example, there were bandits, and therefore he was scared to travel, but then there was an Eitzah, as Lemaisa, he could go and hire himself a caravan, or become part of Sherasa, and then he'll be able to travel to Eretzol, and by the fact that he didn't do so, it's his fault, and it's not considered Inus, and therefore, his sale of his Kaka is still considered a valid sale. However, according to the second version of the Gemara of Ibai Le Solik, that if you didn't want it, could you not have gone up, then is really saying to us that we have to look at the person and see if it was shaykh for him personally to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. And since in this case there was some sort of a media based on oinus, they couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, therefore we would say it is no longer a responsibility for him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since it's not his fault that he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, so he could go to Shimon and say that now that I'm staying and I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael, you have to return my kaka to me and the mekach is batal. And we continue with the Mishnah. If Reuven says to Shliach, I want you to be Mekadesh Rachel for me, and I want you to be Mekadesh in a specific place, and then the Shliach went and was Mekadesh Rachel, but he did so in a different place, in a Mekadeshes, then Rachel would not be Mekadeshes. However, if Reuven said to the Shliach, that you'll find Rachel in a specific place, and then Shimon went and found Rachel in a different place, and he was Mekadesh over there, then we say it's Mar Makom Uloi, and therefore the Kedushin will be Chal. And the Gemara begins with Tanan Nabi Gabi Gittin Kai Gavna, that we find a similar Mishnah in Masechet Gittin, which seems to be exactly like the Din B'digei Kedushin. And L'chari, why do we need this Din, both B'digei Kedushin and B'digei Gittin? As the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin on Daf Samachay states, Ha'imet Tu Getzel Ishti B'makom Plain, even Nasla B'makom Achapuzzle, if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to give this get to my wife in this place, and Shimon went and delivered the get to Rachel in a different place, then the get would be puzzle. However, Reuven tells Shimon, Hare b'makom pleni, that I want you to deliver this get to my wife Rachel, and she is in a specific place, v'nasal b'makom acher, and Shimon finds Rachel in a different place, and he gives it a get, kasha, in that case, it would be valid. The Gemara continues, v'tzricha, we need the Mishnah over here, and we also need the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin, the Yashmina Gabi Kedushin b'makom, as if we would only teach the din of Kedushin by the case where he said, that I want you to be Mekadosh Rachel, and she's b'makom pleni. Maybe Reuven was makbid that Shimon should go dafka to specific spot, the Lakurvakasi, Bahai Asu Rachmali, Valai Mamli Mili Alai, Bahai Asu Sunli, and Mamli Mili Alai. Therefore, it can make sense that Reuven would makbid that Shimon should only go and be Mekadosh Rachel in a specific city. Reuven knows that in that specific city, the people know him and people love him over there, and therefore, if Rachel will ask about Reuven, she will find out good information and she'll want to go through with the Shidduch. However, if you'll go and try to be Mekadosh in a different place, maybe Reuven is concerned that people in that town don't like me and maybe they'll say negative things about me, and maybe she won't want to get married to me, and therefore Reuven was makbid that the Kedushin should dafka be chal, and dafka should happen in this specific town. However, one may think that b'digei gittin, the din would not be the same, since b'digei get, the reason why Reuven wants to be megarish his wife is to break the ban, so maybe he doesn't care where the get goes, and as long as he gets rid of his wife, and he divorces her, he would be happy, and therefore it's ma'ar makom uloi, and it's not akpada for the shlich to actually only divorce her in a specific town. However, the Ashmin and Gabagirishin, if we only have the Mishnah but Gay get, Bahai Asu Nichle, the Nivzi, Bahai Asu Le Nichle, and maybe you could say that the reason why we say but Gay get, the get would not be Chal unless you go and you follow directions exactly, and the Shliach delivers the get to his wife in that specific city. That may be because Reuven is concerned that people should find out that he divorced his wife and it will be bizarre for him, and therefore specifically wanted Shimon to go and divorce his wife in a city where they don't know him in order that they should be such a great bazillion. Therefore, if Shimon doesn't follow the exact directions of Reuven, it's not considered a get. Aval gabi kedushin emolay ichbislay, but b'degei kedushin, why would Reuven care if Shimon goes and is mekadosh Rachel in a specific city or in a different city? L'chayra, it's only marim makom loy, and it's not akbada, and maybe would be a valid kedushin. And therefore, tzricha, that's why we need both of the mishnayos to teach us that both b'degei kedushin and b'degei gerushin. Reuven says to the shliach, either I want to be mekadosh my wife in a specific spot, or I want a divorce in a specific spot, and it's akpada, and if you don't do it in that exact manner, it would not be a valid kedushin, and it would not be a valid get. Keep in mind that although in our Mishnah we compare our Mishnah to the Mishnah Masechet Gittin that speaks about a man who is memana shliach loylocha to bring a get to his wife. However, as we saw in the Gemara in Daf Testament Aleph, the Abaye stated that Reb Shimon Gamliel, and Reb Elazar all hold that Mar Makom Uloi, and it brought the Mishnah Masechet Gittin and Daf Samachay that spoke about it. And that is the same shita as the Mishnah we just brought and our Mishnah on the Nun Amin Aleph. However, when they gave that specific case, Rabbi Elazar was Machsher, and I knew showing him how to explain why is it Rabbi Elazar was Machsher only in that case, and by the case that we just had, Rabbi Elazar was not Machsher, I in Sham. And we continue with the Mishnah, Mekadosh Isha, Menashe in Lenadarim, Menimsa Lenadarim, in Mekadeshes, if Reuven Mekadosh Rachel, and he says, I'm Mekadosh you, on condition that you don't have Nedarim, and you find that she has Nedarim, and it's a Mekach Tais, and therefore the Kedushin is not valid. Kuntzis Dam. However, if Reuven gets married to Rachel and he didn't say to her Menashe in Ladarim, Vinims Ladarim, and then he finds that she had a Darim, Tetish Leibig Suba, and as Rashi says, the Amay Efshib Ishna Dranis, because he could say that I don't want to be married to a woman who makes a Darim, Avagita Boy Midraim, but the Mice is not considered a Mechatois, and you need to get Midrabanan, Oy Misfeka, or maybe it's a Suffolk, Kimulat Parish, Dumadaiti Namayan Dranis, because since he didn't actually specify that he doesn't want a wife who has a Darim, so therefore maybe he wasn't Machbid, and therefore maybe it was a valid conclusion, and therefore we require him to give her a get. The Mice regarding a Ksuba, Hamaisi Mechaberi, all of Raya, and therefore she would not have the ability to collect a Ksuba. Mishnah Kaduz, Amanash in Le Mumin, if Ruvi makes a Tnai, Hareyat Mukudeshes Li, on condition that you don't have Mumin, Vinimsuba Mumin, and then you find that she had Mumin, in Mukudeshes, it's not considered a valid conclusion. Kontestam, Vinimsuba Mumin, however, if he actually marries her without making a Tnai, and then he finds that Rachel had Mumin, Tasty Shleib Ksuba, once again, in this case, the din is that he has to give her get, but she goes out without a ksuba. And the Mishnah ends off, kolam mumin ha-paislam b'kayinim, paislam b'nashim, that any mumin that considered psul for a kayin to do avayda is also considered psul by a woman. Therefore, it is dafka b'negir those mumin, where if a man makes a tnai and says that you don't have mumin and she had mumin, there will be any mikudashis, or kontestam v'nimsum a mumin, takes a shalom b'ksuba, but if it would be any other mumin, those are not considered mumin, but again, isha, just like they're not considered a mumin, but again, a kayin, even if he made a tnai, the kedusha would still be chal. And our Gemara begins and asks a question. Now, we find this Mishnah in Mesechus Ksubis on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis. And why do we need this Mishnah both in Kedushin and in Ksubis? And the Gemara answers, Hacha Kedushin Istruchlei. Over here, we wanted to teach you the Dinam of Kedushin, and that's why we mentioned Kedushin. And Tana Ksubis, Arta Kedushin. And since we're speaking about the Dinam of relevant Kedushin, therefore we say Teitzit Shalai B'Ksuba as well. Hasim Ksubis Istruchlei. Over there, we're in Mesechus Ksubis. Therefore, we need to teach you the Dinam of Ksuba, Tana Kedushin, Arta Ksubis. And once we discuss the Dinam of Ksubis, therefore we discuss the Dinam of Kedushin as well. In Chanami, over here, the Ikka Limud is B'negei Kedushin. Over there, the Ikka Limud is B'negei Ksubis. And therefore, we look at the Mishnah as if the Mishnah over here only speaks about Kedushin, and the Mishnah over there only speaks about Ksubis, and therefore it's not a repeat of the Mishnayis. Continue with the new Mishnah, Makadosh Le'Nashim B'Shar Bruta, if someone is Makadosh to women with the Shar Bruta, or Isha Achaz B'Pachas B'Shar Bruta, or he wants to Makadosh one woman with less than Shar Bruta, and even though he sent them presents afterwards, and that was the standard that he used to send presents to their Rusais at the time that they were engaged, and even though once including the presents that she received, each of these women received the Pruta, and we continue on the afternoon of Bez, even so, Enim Kudeshes is not considered a Dal Kedushin, Shemachas Kedushin Rishayim Shalach, they didn't send this money in order to be Makadoshah, and it was only based on the fact that they already have Kedushin, they sending her these presents, and therefore, of course, it's not considered an additional part of the Kedushin, and the Kedushin is not Chal. And the same thing would apply that if a Kotel is Mekadosh a woman, and then when he becomes a Gedola, he sends a present. We don't say at this point the presents, which are more than a Shar Pruta, should be considered like Kesef Kedushin, and she should be Mekudeshes. And we say that she's still not considered Mekudeshes to Ruvain, and not considered even a Kedushin Misafik. And as Rashi says at the top of the Amid, Kedushin, and we don't say that Ruvain understood that he didn't give her the proper amount, and therefore when he sent her these presents, he's sending her L'Shem Kedushin, and Amrina Machmas Kedushin Rishayim Shalach. We say that when he's sending these presents, he's sending it based on the fact that he thinks that he was already Mekadosh this woman, and therefore we can't say that he wants to be Mekadosh based on the Savlanis. And the Gemara begins that we actually gave three different cases where we taught the same halacha that even though you send Savlanis after Maisa Kedushin, which was not a valid Maisa Kedushin, that's not considered that you gave the Savlanis as a new Kedushin, and you gave it Machmas Kedushin Rishayim. And we had the first case where you gave a Pruta to two women. You had the second case where you gave less than the Pruta to one woman, and you had the third case where Kotel was Mekadosh a woman. And the Gemara says, Vitzricha, we need all three cases. The Ashmin and Shar Pruta, if we would tell you the case of Shar Pruta was given to two women, either the Kadafik and Mainumine Tai, Avapaks of Shar Pruta, Amy Yadesh, and Kadusha types of Paks of Shar Pruta, the Chikamashada Sablon, Sadat Kudusha Kamashada. One may have thought that if he gave a Shar Pruta to two women, and he therefore he may have made a mistake, and he thought that since he gave at least a Shar Pruta, that really the Kedushin was Chal, and therefore when he sent the Savlonis to them, he didn't think that he was giving them a Kedushin, and he thought that he was just sending them a present, and that's why it's not considered a new Kedushin, and it's not considered a Dal Kedushin. However, if we didn't say the second case in the Mishnah, where Reuven gave less than a Shar Pruta to one woman, so over there, one may think that maybe when you sent her Savlonis after the fact, then maybe you realized that the Kesef Kedushin he gave her was not sufficient because it was less than a Shar Pruta. pruta, and everyone knows that you came from a kaddish woman with less than a shar pruta, and therefore when you send the savonis, you were sending her with teres kedushin, and maybe would be val kedushin, and that's why we have to teach you the second case of the mishnah as well. If we teach you both of these cases, mishun the bein pruta lepachas b'shar pruta lekimlu leinshi, and maybe a person doesn't realize that the difference between a pruta and a less than a shar pruta, and they think that in all cases it's actually going to work, and the kedusha was chal, and therefore when he sends savonis at a later point, he actually is not sending it as kedushin, and that's why it's not a valid kedushin. Avakotin shekidesh. However, in the last case of the mishnah, where kotin was a mekadosh woman, hakol yoyin shei kedusha kotin klum. Everyone knows that if a kotin is a mekadosh woman, it's worthless. Emo kikam mishada savonis. I died to kedusha mishada. So maybe when he got older, and now he realizes that his original kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin. So maybe when he sent it at present, it was actually on das that it should be kedushin, and therefore it should be a valid kedushin. Kamash one that even in that case, a person doesn't send savlanas b'teres kedushin, and therefore the kedushin is not valid. The Gemara continues. Itma we learned Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna stated choshen savlanas that let's say Reuven was mishadach with Rachel, and prior to doing kedushin, he sends a present. So with choshish that those presents were sent as kedushin, and therefore if another man would go and try to be mekadosh Rachel at that point, then the kedushin would only be chal misafik, and there would be a requirement to receive a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. And the Gemara continues. Rabba also say the choshul savonis that in this case where Reuven was not yet mekadosh Rachel, but the ma'aseh they were mishadach and they agreed to get married, and prior to Reuven actually being mekadosh Rachel, he goes and sends the savonis b'fnei edim. So in that case, we're going to have to be choshish that maybe these gifts act as kedushin, and therefore potentially she's considered mekudeshes to Reuven. And if someone else goes and is mekadosh, then misafik both Reuven and Shimon would have to give her a get. The Gemara continues. Rabba that Rabba asked on his own shita, but lemaisa we can ask a question on our shita from the following mishnah, because in our mishnah we stated after Reuven went and tried to be mekadosh his women improperly, he went and sent them presents in a mekudeshes, then the kedusha is not chal. How could it be that I say that in this case where you had a shidduch and then you sent savlonis that we have to be choshish that maybe the kedusha was chal, if in our mishnah we stated specifically that it's not mekudeshes? The Gemara answers quite simply, that our mishnah actually says the reason why it's not considered kedushin, because over there Reuven actually already tried to be mekadosh Rachel, and he actually thought that he was actually mekadosh her, and therefore certainly when he sent savonis, he wasn't doing so l'shem kedushin. And as we said, in our case where Reuven and Rachel only had a shidduch and only agreed to get married, but Reuven was not yet mekadosh her, so certainly in that case you have to be choshish that when Reuven sent the sablonis to Rachel, meant to be mekadosh with the value of the sablonis. Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that there's another version as to what happened and what Rabba actually stated. Rabba stated, Minar Minala, that how do I know that I'm correct, that if Reuven was mishadach with Rachel and then he sent the sablonis, that it would have to be Cheshul Kedushin. In this version, instead of Abaye asking a question to Rabba, and then Rabba responding, but in this version, Rabba actually brings a raya, Kedetani Taima, as we learned in our Mishnah, the reason why when Reuven said sablonis to these three women that we're discussing in our Mishnah that's not considered a valid kedushin is based on the reason that states in Mishnah shemachta kedushu shayim mishalach, because over there Reuven thought that they had a valid kedushin, and therefore when he sent the savonis, he wasn't sending it l'shem kedushin. V'haba alma have a kedushin. If there was only a case where Reuven and Rachel were only mishadach and they only agreed to get married, and Reuven never was mekadosh Rachel, then we would say that if he sent the savonis, we have to be choshish that maybe he means to actually be mekadosh with the value of savonis, and maybe the kedushin was chal. Therefore, from our Mishnah, we see a raya to my din. And this version of what Rabba stated, that is only at this point that Abaya actually goes and asks a question on Rabba. And the Gemara explains about Abaya, and Abaya states that he can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah is actually teaching us a din based on Loimi Bayi, that Loimi Bayi Ba'almad Loinachasatari's Kedushin Klal, that certainly in the case where Reuven and Rachel were only Meshadach and they didn't have any Kedushin, then certainly if he sent the Savonis, he's only sending a present and he's not trying to be Mekadosh. Since it's not a chiddush, therefore our Mishnah doesn't have to discuss this case. However, the Mishnah at least has a tzad that in a case where Reuven actually tried to be mekadosh Rachel, and either he gave her less than a shar pruta, or he was a katan, or he tried to be mekadosh two women with a pruta, so maybe over there we'd say when he's sending savlonis, he's doing so l'shem kedushin. And as the Gemara says, im have a kedushin, maybe it could be kedushin. Kamash one. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that even in that case, it's not a valid kedushin. Therefore, Abaye says to Rabba, you don't necessarily have a right from a Mishnah that dealt with Choshes Savlonis in the case where you're only Meshadach, as it's possible that certainly in that case, the Savlonis would not work towards Kedushin. And let's keep in mind that according to the Lishna Rishayna, it comes out that Abaye was actually coming to show Raya to Rabbah, and according to the Lishna Basra, Abaye was asking a question on Rabbah. And again, the din of Rav Huna and the din of Rabbah was that Choshes Savlonis, that if there's a man and woman that were Meshadach with each other and they agreed to get married, and Reuven did not yet do Kedushin with Rachel, and then Reuven said Savlonis to Rachel, the din is that we have to be Choshes, that maybe he meant to send it to her for Kedushin. Therefore, if Rachel wants to go and get married to someone else, Misafik, she would need a get from Reuven. And the Gemara continues, and yes, my Havilah, Lemaisa, what is the din regarding this question? And Amar Papa, Rapap states, Ba'asar Mekachi V'hadim Esavli, in the location where the standard is that the only way that a man would send gifts to his Kala is only after he did Kedushin, then Chayshina, that we have to be Choshes, and since Reuven was not yet Mekadosh Rachel, even so, he's going against the custom and he's sending a present even prior to Kedushin. We have to at least be Choshes that he wants to be Mekadosh her using these presents. However, Misabli V'hadim Mekachi, if you're in an area where they gave presents even prior to giving Kedushin, Loi Chayshina, over here we don't have to be Choshes at all, and certainly we say that when he sent these presents, they weren't meant L'Shem Kedushin, and she's still not even Misafim Mekudashes, and she decides not to get married to Reuven, and she wants to get married to Shimon, she could go and do so, and she doesn't need to get from Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Mekachi V'hadim Misabli Pshita, L'Lachariya, if the Minik HaMakim is that you first are Mekadosh a woman, and only afterwards you give her presents, then Pasha, that if he sent the presents, it must be that he wants to be Mekadosh, and therefore what's the Chiddush for her Papa? And the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, the Reuven Mekachi V'hadim Misabli, then this place, Roy people will only give presents once in Mekadosh a woman, Umiyuta Misabli V'hadim Mekachi, but there is a meter of people that would give presents even prior to Kedushin. So Ma'otema Nechel Shemuta, so you may think that we would be Choshel Shemuta and say that maybe he sent their present, and therefore we don't want to be Choshel Kedushin. Kamash one, that we have to be Chosh for the Raiv, and we have to be Choshes that there was a proper Kedushin done, and therefore Rachel will not be able to get married until Reuven gives her a get. And the Gemara continues with another Shaila, Baimini Rav Acha Bar Avuna Mirava. So Rav Acha Bar Avuna asked the following from Rava, let's say he found a Shtak Suba in the marketplace, and it's a Suba between Reuven and Rachel. Do we say it must be that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, or do we say it's not a Raya? So Amalei, so Rava said back to Rav Acha Bar Avuna, V'chim P'nei Shemachzik Shtak Suba B'Shuk, just because you find a Shtak Suba in the Shuk, Nachzik B'Kesh Zish, do we consider it an Eish Zish? Of course, that's not a good enough Raya, as certainly a man could write a Ksuba and not actually marry this woman. And the Gemara asks, my habit law, the Maisa, what is the Psak regarding the Shaila? And Amrav Asher, Rashi explains, Ba'asar Mekadosh B'Hod HaKasvik Ksuba, in a place where the minig is to be Mekadosh a woman, and only afterwards write a Ksuba, so Chayshinan, by the fact that you find a Ksuba in the street, we would have to at least be Choshes that Reuven actually was Mekadosh Rachel, and that's why they wrote a Ksuba, as the standard is that the Ksuba was only written after they did Kedushin. However, Kasvik B'Hod HaMekachi, the standard minig HaMakim is that they would write a Ksuba and only afterwards be Mekadosh a woman, then Loi Chayshinan, we don't have to be Choshes at all. And certainly from the fact that you found a Ksuba that named Reuven and Rachel as husband and wife, there's not a raya that they actually had Kedushin, as it's possible that Reuven wrote the Ksuba even prior to Reuven being Mekadosh Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Mekadosh V'hod HaKasvi Pshita, the Lachari, if the standard was that you're Mekadosh a woman and only afterwards write a Ksuba, then it's Pasha that you find a Ksuba. Certainly we should be Choshes that it was a Kedushin, and therefore what's the Chiddush of Ashi? And the Gemara answers, Zoy Tzricha Leish Chirich Safra, we're talking about a town where it was standard to actually be Mekadosh a woman only afterwards write a Ksuba. However, this town did not have a standard Sefer, and the Sefer was not always available, and therefore Ma'otema Safra Disrami, that really Reuven was not Mekadosh Rachel, and even so he wrote a Ksuba for her because he wanted to make sure they had a Ksuba while the Sefer was in town, and made sure that the Sefer wrote it at that point, and really Reuven was never Mekadosh Rachel, and maybe we shouldn't be even Choshes for Kedushin in this case, Kamash Bon, and therefore Rashi teaches us that in this case, since Lemaisa in this town, the standard is to be Mekadosh a woman and only afterwards write a Ksuba, therefore if you find a Ksuba, you have to be Choshes that maybe Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, and we will stop over here.